We're back on KSBT and Rock 103 as we continue to wind down towards the third quarter of play. It's time for the Sayers Jewelers, our player of the game from last week. Sayers Jewelers, your hometown jewelers, open 7 days a week in the Bonner Mall. And Jay, Elijah Larson had a long touchdown. He had a really spectacular touchdown on an interception return. So we're going to give Elijah Larson the player of the game from last week. He did a great job on the secondary all night long. And
absolutely. I totally agree, Chris. It's, he's come up some big plays. You know, he's had a few drops this year, Chris. And I know, those are just concentration issues, trying to make a play after the catch. But I tell you what, there's been some of the most fantastic catches that came from Elijah Larson.
When true.
There's no chance somebody to catch it. He's able to come down with it. last week was no different. And he made a great catch on that long touchdown, and then the pick six was epic, right?
It was.
At the end of the day, he ends up running about 80 yards on a 45-yard return, and it gets it in the end zone. And he's an exceptional athlete. He's a young kid, he's a junior. He's going to be back next year, which is great for the Bulldogs.
Yep.
He's well deserved.
So for the Bulldogs, when we think about this second half of action, obviously you're down 21-0. Not optimal by any stretch, but not out of the realm that you can come back. I mean, just we think back to last year. It was Sandpoint who was rolling at halftime, and Moscow came back in the second half and ended up winning the game. But it's got to start with this first possession. The Bulldogs, they've got to get points.
Yeah, we've got to get the first down.
Yeah, true.
We really just got to move the ball and find a rhythm offensively, and we have been unable to do that. And, I thought when Captain came in, he gave us a little bit of a burst. He's able to get to the outside. I think Moscow is kind of sit back and kind of maybe give us a little bit of the running game. Don't want to make those big plays through the passing game. So they're being a little safe. And so let's keep the Bulldogs. They'll put the ball on the ground a little bit. Run the football and let their speedy back Captain, who looks pretty healthy, and then throw little Garrett Cox in there and see if he can't get the chains moving. And defensively, boy, it was tough. I tell you what, that first quarter and a half was pretty brutal. We just could not get off the field, Chris. I think the Moscow Bears had done a good job of kind of understanding what we're going to do defensively, and they were able to make some big plays. And then about that 5-minute mark, they had two possessions where the Bulldogs were able to get them off the field and push them backwards. So, if that continues, keep Moscow Bears quick first downs together.
Yes.
Get the offense off the field. Bulldogs get the ball here. We can put points on the board in a hurry. We're gonna have 24 minutes here to see if we can get it done. Because our backs are against the wall tonight.
Well, there's if you've got anything crazy in the old back pocket, now might be the time to throw some of that in there because the plan you came with didn't work too well in the first half anyway.
It didn't go well.
For whatever reason.
It's high school sports, Chris. And a lot of time when a team has a different maker, right? You got the Catholic kid from Mousefield.
True, yeah.
He reeled off 95, 75, 60. I mean, he went for 300 and some yards. And those kids are special. I really think this kid, this Redinger kid, is special.
Yeah.
They got, 22 kids over there on the sideline. And, they put the ball in his hands and allow him to make plays. And really, he's tough to tackle. He's tough to find out. He's smart. He's pretty crafty back there in the box. And he's made this Bulldog team. He's been with Philly for, now three quarters in a row.
Yeah, no doubt.
From last year to this year, he's really done a great job.
Well, it's just about time to get the third quarter underway. Elijah Larson and Christian Niemela are back deep on the 15-yard line for the Bulldogs. The kick is going to be a line drive that Christian's going to take at the 10. He comes to the near side looking for an angle, and he's going to get knocked down at the 25. And so the Bulldogs will start it there at the 25 on offense for the first time here in this second half. And this first 4 or 5 minutes will really go a long way to determining whether the Bulldogs might have some comeback in them.
Right, you know, absolutely. They're going to have to put some things together. You know, up front, I think the Bulldogs are bigger than them. You know, I think they can control that line of scrimmage. I think they're a little more athletic on the outside. We'll just see what they can do here.
So first down, Cox is in, standing behind Jackson Pettit. We've got four wide. Pretty standard Bulldog formation here on first down. Pettit takes the snap, drops, looks, throws, trying to get it up into the middle into double coverage and trying to get it to Elijah Larson, and I think we're going to have a pass interference against Moscow. But, again, well covered and not really anywhere to put the ball. Bulldog's just fortunate there was some early contact.
Yeah, I tell you what, he actually beat the guy down the field, and he kind of grabbed hold of that jersey and kind of slowed him down and then let him go. And, you know, at that point, the ball's pretty well thrown down the middle of that crease, and the Moscow Bears are going to give up, what, 5-10 yards here on this this first play.
So it's going to be a 15-yard mark off for the Bulldogs and an automatic first down.
Yeah,
so the Bulldogs will get it out to just about the 40. That's where Sandpoint will have it first and 10.
Yeah, 15 yards. Great. Hey. Anyway, when it was there, I think Elijah had the seam broken, and he got the call.
So it's Redinger over here one-on-one on the Emlyn near side, and hand off to Cox. Cox looking to find some running room, and he's horse-collared at the 39, 40-yard line. So it's going to be second down and 10. They might give him a yard, but big play right there in the middle by the Moscow defense.
Yeah, you know, he just didn't hit the ball. It didn't hit the hole very hard, Chris. He kind of stuttered back. It's about 3 yards back in the backfield. I think the hole was there initially, but
they give it to Cap, and Cap changes direction, head up the middle, and he hits the hole hard, as he does every time. He gets to 47-yard line in a play that looked like it was going nowhere. Cap cut it up the middle and got 8.
Yeah, that's what Cap brings right to the field. I mean, you can see he's, Cox is very fast and quick also, but Chris, he has that extra gear. He's able to really stop on a dime and cut back, and that time a great job on that 7-yard gain.
So big third down for the Bulldog offense, looking to string 2 first downs in a row, I think, together for the first time tonight. Back to pass, Pettis, looking, going, trying to get it deep, and it's going to be caught. Kobe Banks comes up with it down at the Moscow 32-yard line. What an adjustment on the
Elijah Larson. Wasn't it?
No, I think it's 14, Kobe.
All right. Well, Elijah Larson and Kobe right there.
They were both right there at the same time, yeah. I think Kobe was the one who came up with it. Tossed it to the official anyway.
It wasn't pretty, Chris, but it was effective.
So another first down for the Bulldogs, who are in Moscow territory, I think, for the first time tonight. This time, Kappen gets it up the middle, runs through a tackle, still on his feet, and going to get, I don't know, 3 or 4 out of that, dragging a couple of Moscow Bears with him, give him 5.
I'd like to see the Bulldogs offense kind of speed it up a little bit. You know, they're taking a little time to hustle back the line of scrimmage, but again, it looks like, you know, they're really coming off that edge pretty hard against the Bulldogs running game, and that time, Kappen's feet able to really just kind of get to that next level and pick up a nice 5 yards on that play.
So, second 5. Edit, back to pass, looking, can't find anyone, now does. And there's going to be another pass interference on the far side as Redinger does something wrong for the first time tonight. Hit Christian Niemel a little too soon, and the Bulldogs are going to get some more yardage via the penalty and another Bulldog first down.
And I'm not going to let Christian Niemel, they've been really on him. They've been double-teaming him tonight, and then that time he just kind of runs that nice little, kind of gets into the defender and then kind of just rolls out to his to the outside, and he just grabs all jersey and Bulldogs another first down here, 10 yards on that holding call.
So the Bulldogs now up to the line of scrimmage. 9:30 left here, third quarter. Bulldogs trying to take this opening drive of the third quarter and get on the board. Pettit, handoff up the middle. Kappen cuts inside down to almost the 10. So he gets about 5 on that one. So second and 5 coming up. And he's really providing a spark in the running game.
You know, Chris, and really what Moscow's done tonight is hit they're not going to let Pettit and the passing game beat him tonight. They're going to make the Bulldogs run the football game, and we've seen Braden Kaepernick really take advantage of that.
So first and five, they throw it. It's incomplete. Trying to get it to Sealbar in the slot, and it was tipped, I believe. So it's going to be now third down and a good long six.
Yeah, you know, again, it's all about throwing lanes, Chris. And, you know, and Marcus Anderson's got to do a better job of getting his hands on the big defensive end there to get him out of, you know, block him out of that little area where he wants to throw the football. And that time he didn't get it done, it's the guy who was able to get a hand on the ball.
So two down territory for sure for the Bulldogs. Trying to throw it into the end zone to Niemela. Incomplete. And it's going to be fourth down now for the Bulldogs.
That's just a... You know, Jackson's got to put that ball on that back shoulder on that play, Chris. The defender's on the inside. He's on the inside, and he's got to throw it to the outside and allow Christian to come back and make a play on that ball.
Wow, Bulldogs are going for a field goal. So on fourth down, inside the 20, down three touchdowns, Sandpoint's going to try and get something up on the board. From the 18... So about a 28-yard field goal, kick is up, and it is
good.
Good. Right down the pipe. So the Bulldogs get on the scoreboard. 8:44 left here, third quarter. We'll be back on KSBT and Rock 103 after this.
We at Shiloh Inns are proud to be celebrating more than 44 years of providing you, our loyal customers, with Shiloh's sincere friendliness, efficient customer service, and clean, comfortable, attractive, non-smoking rooms and suites, all at an affordable price. Hello, I'm Mark Hemstreet, owner of Shiloh Inns. Our customers love our many free amenities, like free Wi-Fi and free continental breakfast, or hot, full, delicious breakfast at most Shiloh Inns, as well as our spas, steam, sauna rooms, exercise fitness facilities, and business centers. And at Shiloh Inns, even the kids stay free. And for you dog lovers, Shiloh is very dog friendly. If you ask your best friend where they want to stay, we think you'll get a paws up for Shiloh Inns. For reservations, call 800-222-2244 or visit our website at shilohinns.com. Shiloh Inns, affordable excellence. American family owned and proud of it.
Much time left yet?
Back on KSBT and Rock 103, 8:44 left, third quarter, 21-3 now. Moscow, as the Bulldogs take the three. And if you're Moscow, that's you got to feel like a win. You let them down inside the 20, hold them to a field goal. Bulldogs still three touchdowns in arrears in this one. So Dylan Peterson getting set to kick it away. Hasn't kicked off since the opening kickoff, and this one's going to be taken at about the 17-yard line, and then not much doing. Knocked down inside the 28.
Yeah, you know, I tell you what, this Bulldog defense, Chris, is going to have to come out here and really
and get a three and out. Yeah,
yeah, I really limit the, you know, the amount of plays this Moscow offense is going to run, and they need to get it out of their hands and put it back to the Bulldogs' offense hand. But yeah, we'll see if that can they can do that. They've been really sharp. The Bears' defense been really, their offense has been really sharp tonight.
Well, the Bears have been sharp on both sides of the football. I mean, you know, yeah, the Moscow's run up and down the field on offense, but defensively, they've really limited to what the Bulldogs like to do. They have shut down what the Bulldogs like, and that's, you know, take big hits down the field. The Bulldogs have tried constantly, and they haven't hit one yet. So Redinger's got an empty backfield and the football, and he's just going to run it. He tries to get to the outside, and Brandon Casey says, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Casey shooting in, sheds the block, and grabs his jersey and pulls him down for minimal loss.
Yeah, absolutely. Great job right there by Brandon Casey. Again, they go to the trip look to the right side, and they bring their running back as the lead blocker for Redinger, who's coming out of the backfield. And Brandon's able to handle about three of those blockers and have nowhere for Redinger to go. But I'm sure, you know, I mean, really, the Moscow Bears are like one play away from losing their biggest asset. They really put the ball in his hands a lot.
Redinger back, throws it out on the side, and there's a catch made and a big run across the 40 to the 45, and finally knocked down in midfield. They just throw the ball out to the side. Give it their receiver a chance to run, That receiver is number 7, Lane Hansen, and Hansen gets it all the way out to the 49.
Yeah, just a quick screenplay up to the right side, well blocked, as it looked like Elijah Larson can come up and make a tackle, but he's well blocked out of the way, and then he finds the sideline and is able to pick up a big play on that pass play.
So Redinger now again, standing all by himself back there in the backfield. Bulldogs bring one of the safeties up, and then they fake the handoff. Look to throw the screen. It's incomplete. And then we've got a flag down, as the Bulldogs probably going to be charged with roughing the passer, and they are.
Oh, no way. Oh, my goodness. You know, he's the quarterback, but they didn't even go to the ground, Chris. They didn't go to the ground, and that's unfortunate. He had to get rid of the ball quickly.
Yes,
the
pressure
was coming, and they throw a 15-yard penalty. This is terrible. Terrible call.
Wow. So inside the 40, down to the 36-yard line on the roughing the passer. And, yeah, again, Redinger, you know, got rid of it just as he was being hit. And, you know, if you're the rusher, you can't just let off because Redinger's a runner 90% of the time.
Well, yeah, I tell you, you talk about the safety of things, but that's just
well, he didn't.
That's really bad.
Redinger never left his feet.
No, he didn't. There's nothing there.
So here we go. Redinger this time is going to run. So hopefully the Bulldogs will be able to tackle him. He drives forward, but not before he gets down to the 30. So that's going to be a second down and 5 coming up. Redinger just takes it off that left side and runs it right up the middle.
Yeah, and then, you know, they're going to put the ball in his hands. Chris, again, got a lot of blocking out in front. You know, it's man-on-man, and the Bulldogs' defense is, you know, somebody's got to fill that gap and see where he's going and make this stop, but he's able to pick up 6 yards.
So, second and 4. Two backs in the backfield alongside Redinger this time. One goes in motion, takes the throw in, so Redinger runs the other way, and he's going to be tackled, but not before he gets to the 25-yard line, which should be a first down for Moscow, and it is.
Yeah, he fakes the pass to the man in motion to the right side, just sucks it down and runs left. And Sam Bucket has a beat on him. He's making the right play, but he's a tough kid to bring down. It makes Sam Bucket miss, but Sam's able to get enough of his leg to trip him up, but not until he gets the first down.
So first down now, ball at the Bulldog 25, and Sandpoint desperately needing a turnover right about now. Moscow's been very careful with the football, keeping it in Redinger's hands for the most part all night long. It's his decision.
Oh, they're just going to watch the clock now.
Yeah. There's a handoff up the middle, and the broken tackles inside the 10, down to the 8-yard line, right up the center. That time for Moscow goes number 12, Shears. And Moscow taking this ball from one end of the field right down as quickly as you please to the other end, just like they did early in the game.
Yeah, absolutely, Chris. It's nothing fancy. It's just little short stuff, you know, keeping the ball in Redinger's hand, and he's able to keep it. And that time hands it off to his running back, and they just wait for that line judge to start, you know, counting his snaps. They're just running the clock.
Redinger takes it, heads up the middle. It's a very short gain down to about the 11. So not much there, 1 or 2. Second down coming up for Moscow. Bulldogs had that one snuffed out pretty good.
Yeah, they did, actually. Good job right there. It's, again, little action take to the runner, and Redinger kind of tries to follow him up through the hole. That's how the Bulldogs able to tackle him after about a yard.
So second down and 9. Ball just outside the 10-yard line. Moscow knocking on the door again. Bulldogs need one of their patented inside the 20 stops. Redinger throws a bullet. It's caught, but not much doing right at the 10. It might give them the 9, so maybe 2. It's going to be 3rd and 7 coming up for Moscow.
Yeah, good job right there by Lance Harrison. He's got the task of taking on Ben Postel, who's a big kid, and just a quick little hitch, and he does a great job of just staying right with them, and and dropped him for just a minimal gain, about looks like they're giving no gain on the bat, about 3 yards on the game.
Yeah, they get him down to the eight, so they need to get to about the two for a first down. So third down, Bosco clearly inside field goal range to increase their lead back to 21 at the very least. Redinger with it, right up the middle, nothing. Ran into Keith Jensen, and when you run into Keith Jensen, you don't go very much further.
No, you don't. And Keith does a great job of just standing up the center at the nose tackle position, and then and just scrapes off and is able to, and stop Redinger from getting in the yards. But they're going to go for the field goal here, Chris.
Well, based on what we've seen, they're well within the range of Postel, who's going to be just slightly more than an extra point here. Ball on the hash, near side, left hash, left-footed kicker, so he'll have to sort of hook it back in on a 24-yard field goal attempt. Snap is high, kick is up, and he missed it. He had to pull it. Yeah, pulled it.
Wow.
They give him the field goal. They say it's good. Looked like it missed off to the right from here, but that's three more for Moscow. Make it 24-3. 3:05 left, third quarter. We'll be back on KSBT and Rock 103 after this.
Need groceries but don't have time to shop? The folks at Super One in Sandpoint say, save time, shop online. It's easy and convenient. Just go to superonefoods.net, place your order, and set the time that you'd like to pick it up. A Super One personal shopper will have your groceries ready for you and will bring them out to you at one of the parking spaces reserved just for online customers. It's that simple. Try it today. Go to superonefoods.net for online shopping for Super One in Sandpoint. Save time, shop online.
Hi, this is Lenny from 7BTV, your local authorized Dish retailer. Our community is our family, and we are committed to supporting the causes that matter here in Sandpoint. That is why we are a proud supporter of the Angels Over Sandpoint Back to School program. It's just one way we're helping to make a difference right here in our own backyard. Call us at 208-263-7288 or visit us at 7btv.com to learn more about how we are supporting our community through Dish Cares.
We're back, KSBT, Rock 103, Chris Chapburn, Jay Vandenberg, Barry Burke bringing the staff tonight here as the Bulldogs are facing a 21-point hole, and there's a kick that's pooched down to about the 20, taken on the far side, trying to run sideways as Niemela. So far he's getting to the 25, he's to the 30, he's dragged down by his, looked like his face mask, but apparently not, shoulder pad maybe there. So the Bulldogs take over at the 34-yard line. Nice return.
Yeah, good job by Niemela. Looks like, the kid's got plenty of leg, but they're just trying not to kick it to him, kick it off the hop. And that time he's able to crowd about the 15-yard line, run it all the way across the field and pick up about 20 yards on that return, Chris. A good job by Niemela. But again, the Bulldogs, they don't have a whole lot of time here on that clock here going in that third quarter. As Moscow's really been able to really retain possession that ball and sustain the long drive.
So Pettit in there now. Bulldogs four wide and Garrett Cox in the backfield. Standpoint. And then we got a flag down in the middle of it all. And I think they're going to call the Bulldog center for illegal motion.
They got to get set first. I think that's at the end of the day. Everybody's got to get set.
So Standpoint. Succumbs to another penalty to go along with the phantom roughing the passer we just saw a few minutes ago. So Bulldogs now first and 15. Little adjustment as Cox stands right beside Pettit, who shifts behind him. Now Pettit trying to throw it. He's got it. Caught by Steelbar out across the 40, quick to the 41. So second down and about three coming up for the Bulldogs. They roll the clock. Standpoint, might want to think about hurrying it up at this point.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And Mac Duba puts the ball on the ground, and then a bear kind of kicks the ball. Gets it out of the line of scrimmage. They have to reset it. But
again, yeah, the Bulldogs need to hurry up. So second down, they're calling it four. Back to pass, Pettit. Pettit's going to run. Pettit right up the middle, got a first down. He's to the 46-yard line. So that's a nice six-yard run on the quarterback keeper. And the clock stops. They reset the chains. Bulldogs quickly to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, good job right there by Pettit. Just seeing a nice little creep to the left side. And he hits that hole and picks up a big Bulldog first down.
Pettit back, looking, being rushed. Gets away from that rush. Rolls. He's got a man wide open in the middle of the field and overthrows him. It's Cox who's 30 yards downfield. And Cox has stood still. And that's a tough play running to your left to turn back to the right and throw it and hit it on the money.
That is a tough throw. But, you know, it is great to see Jackson actually see him wide open. Just even throwing against his body, Chris. He launches that thing about 35 yards down the field and overthrows Cox. But that would have been a big play for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, if he hit him, it probably would have been a touchdown. Because nobody around Cox. They fake the handoff, too. Now they get it to Christian. Christian on the pass.
Oh!
Knocked down from behind in a horse collar.
That's a horse collar right there.
And so that's going to be a gain of 8 on second down and another 15 after the horse collar tackle on Christian Niemela.
Yeah, you know, at the end of the day, Chris, you see this, you know, by rule, it's, you know, if you can grab him by the horse collar, if you let him go, they're not going to call a flag. But if you bring him down and he lands on his back, just like there, that is. You tackle him, he lands on his back, that's 15 yards.
Yeah, it's automatic. So that's going to be a Bulldog first down, and Sandpoint now will be back inside the 30-yard line, about the 32, actually, is where they'll mark it. 2 minutes left here, third quarter. Bulldogs trying to get back into this one. Need a touchdown this drive in the worst way.
They do.
Four wide. Cox. Right behind Pettit. Pettit back looking, throwing it out. It's caught. Elijah Larson trying to get away. Now ducks down at the 25-yard line for a gain of 7.
Yeah, good job by that Moscow Bear defender. Just doesn't let go of that ankle. He, you know, a nice throw, nice catch by Elijah Larson, but he's able to grab a hold of that leg, and he held on until he got some support there to bring Elijah Larson down after a 7-yard gain.
So we're nearing the end of the third quarter here, about 1:15 and clock rolling. Pettit, handoff up the middle. Cox following his offensive line and Brandon Casey. And that's going to be a good for a Bulldog first down inside the 20.
Yeah, good job right there off that right side by Marcus Anderson. And looks like Jake Sir, who opened a nice hole to that side. And Cox gets that second level and picks up a Bulldog first down inside the 20.
That's right. Inside a minute left, third quarter, Bulldogs. Throw it. It's time inside to hand off to Kappen, then a flag down right in the middle of it. Hold a face mask. I'll tell you what my money's on in this particular moment.
Yeah, well, it came from that line, just the face mask there, yeah. Came from the back, Judge. He said he was tackled by the face mask. And, again, the Bulldogs give you half the distance here now. They're going to get the ball within right around the 5-yard line, Chris.
So they call the face mask. Bulldogs will take the penalty. They'll mark it down. And with the half the distance, it'll be first and goal for the Bulldogs inside the 10-yard line at about the 8. So first and goal, Bulldogs. 43 seconds left. Now we've got whistles blown, and they figured out what they're doing.
Yeah, first down.
First and goal, yeah. First and goal inside the 10. Sure what else they could have been talking about. So here we go, Bulldogs trying to get in their first touchdown of the night. Back to pass, throwing it. It's caught at the 5 and then tackled and dropped right there about the 5-yard line. So second and goal from the 5-yard line.
Yeah, good catch there right there by Toby Banks.
Toby Banks, yeah.
Go grab that, but shows the strength of his hands. A nice throw, but not a whole lot he can do with it after the catch. That ball is still a little bit wide, but good catch by Toby Banks.
So likely the final play of the third quarter, Bulldogs trying to get into the end zone. handed up the middle. Cox looking for the end zone. Gets stood up at the one as the quarter comes to an end. Three quarters in the books. Bulldogs knocking on the door finally. We'll be back on KSBT and Rock 103 after this.
The days are getting shorter. The leaves are starting.